Welcome to the Pool Nation Podcast, where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting or splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. We talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. Now let's welcome your host, with over a decade of industry insider experience and still the reigning champion of Marco Polo, Edgar De Jesus, and his co-host, John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and Zach the Pool Boy Nicholas.
Welcome, everyone, to the Pool Nation Live Podcast. I am your host, Edgar De Jesus, and yes, I am the reigning champion of Marco Polo, along with Mr. John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and the famous Zach the Pool Boy Nicholas. Today, we're doing a recap on the Western Pool and Spa Show, the boot camp, and we are answering some questions. And yes, we will get to at least one of the two of the questions, because we have some of the pool pros that we're going to listen in just for those questions. I want to welcome everyone to our live podcast, a podcast where it's all pool talk, and we ain't talking about netting and jetting and splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. And yes, we will talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. Before we get started today, I want to thank our visionary partners for this podcast, the Ultimate Pool Tools, the SPPA, Blu-ray Excel, Aquastar Pool Products, Natural Chemistry, Raypak, Heritage Pool Supply, and Hayward Pool Products. We want to thank them for their continued support. Zach, I need a lifeline here. I need you to recoup this podcast and kind of get us back on track. So good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's pretty impressive what taking a couple weeks off does. We've been doing this for how long now? I mean, it just goes to show we've got every single week go through flexing that muscle, but I think we've got it all together now. We had camera issues, mic issues, sound issues, and I feel like it's all sorted out at this point.
You think it's all sorted out? You think it would be all sorted out at this point, and that would just be automatic, right? But wow, I'm riding that struggle bus. Mr. Flawless, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I think so. I think I'm doing better than you guys, so I'm just going to keep a little quiet and let you guys trip all over yourselves this morning. Because obviously, if I get involved, I'm going to do the same thing. And one of us has to keep it together today.
John, you keep us within those rail guards right there. I do want you to read the screen, John. Read it out loud.
Hey, John, had a Leslie's Tech pitch me in Pool Nation app. Friend of yours. Awesome. Adam, you know what? A buddy of mine, a good friend of mine, Daniel Bodden, let me know that he met you and said if I knew you. And I said, absolutely. That's awesome.
So big shout out to Adam out there. So everybody, they're talking about the Poolman University app that we have out. You can download that on the iOS. I started going into that and it almost sounded like it was in the script, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, everybody, you can download the Poolman University app. We've got a lot of training videos on there. We have everything from water chemistry to business classes. We do have a chat feature on an upgraded version that you can get into. There is a big community within that app and a big, huge winner to the winners of the boot camp. And Matthew Dunn just sent me a message because he won a Ozone in that chat. So big shout out to you, Matt, out there. Congratulations on the win. Mr. Michael, first response, big shout out. It was great seeing you out at the Long Beach show as usual. Mr. Steve Barnes, good morning. And Kevin, good morning out there, everybody. Mr. Flawless, how you doing? You struggling? How was the beginning of the week? Because I struggled.
It was eye-opening for me. I think it was like a reality check of my age. I'm finally over the hill in life, and I can definitely feel it. The first couple of days were a little interesting for me as far as physically and mentally getting back into the swing of things, but I started kicking butt on Thursday, on Wednesday and Thursday, and here's Friday, and I'm back and I'm worn out.
You're
again.
Back in the hole.
I'm back in the hole, man. And it's like, I don't know anymore. I'm like researching like herbal remedies and, you know, what I need to do to like
pre-workout drink.
Yeah, something, dude, because things aren't working anymore because coffee doesn't do it. Caffeine isn't doing it. It's tough.
There's a sleep.
It is sleep. You know what? And I was going to get to
more
that.
More than 3 hours, I think.
But see, that's the problem. I used to be able to go to bed and sleep like a rock, you know, like Chevy, we used to say it, right? And whenever I'd lay my head down, I'd go to bed and I'd sleep and I wouldn't wake up. I wouldn't be disturbed. But lately, I just can't stay asleep anymore. And I'm going to bed. Last night, I didn't go to bed until 3 o'clock and I woke up today at 5:30. 2.5 hours and something's wrong, you know?
So what happened? Like, do you lay down and your head just starts to spin? Is that what happens?
That's exactly it. And I'm usually able to kind of like, throughout the day, my head's always running through things and thinking about things. But lately at night, it's just, it goes bonkers, dude. And I'm just thinking of everything that needs to get done and things that I, who knows, I'm just thinking of everything. And
it's weird because you guys know, like, normally I'm like eight, nine, I'm out. And I've been going through the same thing, but it's not so much my mind turning. It's just I'm like freaking wired at 9 p.m. And it's gotten to the point where I've actually purchased melatonin and I've been taking that.
Dude, it's age, dude. I think it's what it is. I refuse to accept it as the new norm. I need to figure this out because it's unsustainable. Yeah, I got to figure something out. And I think Mama says, too, that I'm snoring a lot now, too. So I don't know. I think snoring
that
is,
could be it.
Yeah. And
that could totally be it.
Or before I wasn't going to sleep and I'm done. And now I'm like snoring a lot. And poor thing has like her earbuds. She has her earplugs. But I don't know.
Steve has something good on here. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And it's not only that, Steve, it's about things that need to get done, the hit list that we have, the stuff that we have to take care of, but it's more of just ideas of just thinking of coming up with shit. And it's just weird. I don't know. The mind is a funny thing, and mine is definitely overactive.
We're going into the deep podcast episode here.
Yeah. So I don't know, but yeah, that's me right now. So if I'm a little slow to.
Yeah. But once we get through the podcast, we get fired up again.
I do.
Start going down those rabbit holes. So everybody listening, Steve sent us a message and said, when you can't stop thinking about what needs to be done in the morning, get up, write it down, get it out of your head. In a way, your subconscious will trust it. So that's a great point. And it's interesting, John, that you say that, because I'm always joking around about all the different ideas that I have. And my head is like yours. It's always spinning about the ideas and what's next and stuff like that. But with this that Steve is saying, and I'm going to put it back on the screen, one of the things that I do is, and I just showed you, I shared my screen before. And if you look, it's a platform called Milanote that I use. And obviously with my long screen, I just open it up and then I have all these boxes, right? And so I have the boxes of the things that need to be done and due dates and stuff. But then I dump my brain into that platform. And so an example, when we're talking about some of the things that we're going to do, I even go into the details of who's our target audience, what are the different things that I need to have. And I almost write out what I envision each part is. I wonder if that's what lets me sleep at night. Because I just, at night, dude, I kid you not, I put my head on my pillow and Leanne gets mad at me. She's like, how do you do that? How do you just lay down, you're out, and you wake up in the morning?
That's what I used to be able to do. Maybe that's what it is. I'm thinking, come to think of it, I think, and it's like a vicious cycle, I think. And it's like shit being piled on top of shit over and over again with me, because what's happening lately, and I think it's probably because, like I said, I'm just tired. I just haven't been my usual self. I start to find myself procrastinating a little bit. And when I do that, it irritates me. But yet I'm doing it because I'm physically not able to, or we got so much going on that I'm usually like, oh, okay, I can do that. I'll do that tomorrow. When I'm usually like, no, let's just get it done today and get it over with. I don't want to think about this tomorrow. Tomorrow's tomorrow. I don't even know what tomorrow brings. Let's figure out today and get it over with. And I think when I have those things that I put off to the next day that I might have been able to get done, or I could have gotten done this day, but I didn't because of the way I physically felt, I think that kind of irritates me. And that makes me like get my mind going and makes me feel like unproductive or something. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out. It bothers the shit out of me, dude.
And then that bothers you.
It does. And I get angry. I get angry at myself and I just start to, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out and I'm working through it, but this too shall pass. Just like everything else, all the other things that I've gone through in life. But I think I have to figure this out. It's all mental. It has to be, you know, I don't know.
I can just see Leanne being all mad. Here comes this idiot to go to bed and he just puts his head down and boop, he's out. So
yeah, how Jane like used too. To be with me. She'd be like, cause she can't sleep. She has headaches. She has insomnia, you know, all that good stuff. And she would get really irritated. But now for the last 6 months, you're always tossing and turning. You're waking up. You're not sleeping comfortable and snoring and all this kind of stuff. And then it just, you put two and two together, but I think that's what it really is. It's lack of sleep. And then who operates on 2.5 hours of sleep? And
you can't.
That's what I'm doing, but I have no choice. I get up, I got to get up. I got to get the day going. I got stuff to do, but I just wake up at that time. Doesn't matter what time I go to bed. That's when I wake up. And I don't know.
Yeah. Michael's saying, I'm most productive with content ideas around 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. So I take advantage of it. Mornings are rough though. And it's funny because I get a second wind probably around 10 o'clock at night. Like I could be really tired and dragging. And for some reason, 10 o'clock at night comes on and boom, I've got this like boost of energy. And I find myself like forcing myself to put my phone down at 11 o'clock at night because I could be up till one, but I don't know what it is. Anyways, we need to figure it out, John, because you need to get some sleep, bro.
I do.
Anyways, hey, Janie, big shout out to Janie. How are you doing over there? You just chillaxing? What are you up to? She's just relaxing.
She's just relaxing.
Just relaxing. Gotcha. So, hey, everybody out there, let's get through a couple things. We do have the Rate Pack Bootcamp registration is officially open, and we are going to do a 201 series bootcamp out in Oxnard, California. That's going to be May 17th. We have opened the registration. You could go to poolnation.com. You'll see a big box right there that says Rate Pack Bootcamp. Go ahead and click on that. And what we're going to do is they have at their headquarters, they have what's called the hot room. And in this hot room, they have a lot of heaters that are live heaters. They're running. They're live. They've got power. It's the beauty of it. And what's going to happen is we're going to do a boot camp out there. We're going to do a 3 hours. It's a 201. So a lot of people went and have done our 101 boot camp class on heaters where you get to tear them apart. You take the fans out. You take igniters out. You do all that kind of fun stuff. This is going to be a 201. And so this is now a live heater. It's a 3 hour course that will show you how to troubleshoot all the heaters, voltmeters, manometers, all that fun stuff. So that's going to be May 17th out in Oxnard, California. And then we do have something special that we're going to be doing. John, you want to talk about it or you want me to talk about it?
A little bit. I think I could talk about it.
Right. Go for it. Here's the special thing. Here's the surprise.
We're still figuring it out, but chemistry class, I think for a 3 hour class that we're going to be having by yours truly, we'll be doing it. And I think this is going to be a really fun one. Any of you that have sat through any of our classes or have talked to me on the phone about water chemistry or servicing pools or day-to-day job, I think you guys will find it very fun and interesting and probably not anything you've ever been a part of before, because we don't usually do it like the norm. We're big believers in hands-on and not just a PowerPoint type of presentation. So we're going to be talking obviously about chemistry, protecting the life of the vessel. Since we're going to be doing the 201 class on heaters, we're going to talk about our responsibility as service technicians in the backyard and what we do and how we dose and how we treat a pool plays a significant part in the lifespan of a heater, whether it fails prematurely or how long it lasts and how efficient it runs. So all that's going to be included into the class, along with some hands-on testing and some experiments and some real life situational type things that we're going to be going through. I think it's going to be a great time. Looking forward to doing it. It's going to be a little teaser of what's in store for us. I know we're going to be doing another bigger class at the Pool Nation conference in November, but this will be like a small little part of it. I'm also going to talk about target chemistry and the importance of it. And yeah, it's going to be fun.
So people are going to be able to see the true John, Zach, now in the water chemistry. Like, he's going to geek out like big time.
Yeah, I'm going to give it real, right?
We get to see it because we talk to you all the time. But I know a lot of the pool pros don't know how much of a water chemistry geek you are.
Yeah, and it is my love. I do love it 100%. And there's a classroom way, and then there's a real world, real life way. And I feel that what we're going to be doing there is going to be a good mixture, a hybrid of both. You guys are going to get not everything is perfect in the field like it is in a chemistry lab where we got everybody teaching and doing these types of things. And we don't really talk about real world experiences very often when we're doing these classes as far as chemistry. And I'm going to bring it to you guys raw. So it'll be good learning. It'll be I like a lot of open discussion. So if anybody's going to be attending it, any questions you guys might have or anything you've ever thought about or wanted to bounce off somebody, we're going to dedicate a good portion of the class as well to an open discussion to talk about concerns and what we do in the backyard. No, I'm really excited about it. Mom and I were yesterday in the truck and we were going over ideas and different experiments and stuff that we're going to be putting together so that we can have a good time doing it and people actually walk away with something and they're able to take it to their backyard the next day and actually apply it. So it'll be fun. Looking forward to it.
So there's a question that popped up. I'm going to have you read that. I'm going to say something in the meantime. Zach, I know now why he can't sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
Because his mind's spinning like on all these things that he wants to do for these 3 hours of water chemistry. He wants to get probably like 6 hours worth of training into 3 hours. So now he's going, what am I going to do? What am I going to shop out? What am I going to cover? What am I? And we're doing some hands-on stuff. So I think it's going to be pretty cool because it's going to be different than what's out there.
For sure. Steve says the CDC lowered the pH recommendation from 7.2 down to 7.0. That sounds like a bad policy from the heat or durability perspective. Can you quickly comment? Yeah, 7.0 is pretty low, and it's hard to not have aggressive water at 7.0, Steve. But I believe in LSI, and there's other factors you can play with in order to make sure that you can have a pH of 7.0 and still not have aggressive water. But the problem is, for the most part in our industry, is that not many people really understand LSI. And in order to dump your pH to 7.0 or to keep it that low and be okay with it, a lot of people usually say, oh, I want to keep it really low so that it doesn't jump up to 8.0 or 8.2 at the next time we're here. So I'm going to dump on it real quick. They forget and they don't really pay attention to alkalinity. And in order to drive pH down to 7.0, you need to have a lot of acid in that pool. And every time you add acid, you tank your alkalinity. And there's a lot of techs out there that have a false sense of security when it comes to alkalinity, because usually they have high CYA, and high CYA gives you total alkalinity, right? But not carbonate alkalinity. And you might think your alkalinity is good when your pH is at around 7. But in reality, you have a very low carbonate alkalinity because you have high CYA and your water is very aggressive. And yes, it could turn your heater into a sprinkler. And that's usually what happens at a lot of commercial properties. I've been to many country clubs where I've gone and spoken to the maintenance director there, the people that take care of their swimming pools and their spas, asking me, John, I need help as far as what are we doing wrong here? Plaster is blue and green, and we're running through heat exchangers and heaters once a year, and that's exactly it. They want to keep that pH down, and they have chemical automation, and they lower it, and they don't know what bicarb is, so they run through heaters. And yeah, it could definitely be a problem, but again, it's manageable if people understand LSI. You can have 7.0 and keep your pool in balance if you have your other metrics are in play, like calcium and alkalinity.
Yeah, I think it throws another wrench into the water chemistry standpoint. And here's the thing is,
it's really hard to keep your pH at 7.0, dude.
Yeah.
And for
them,
the lower, that's really low. That's rough.
Yeah. And I haven't read up on it, but I wonder what their thought process behind lowering that down to 7.2 is, right? Because obviously they're not just going to throw it out there just one day and decide, yeah, I'm going to go to 7.0. But what is the thought process from the CDC to lower that pH down to 7.0. And here's the other thing. You look at all the water chemistry training that goes on, and water chemistry is a little bit hard. It's not something that you could just master in one class. It's very complex. And then on top of that, every pool behaves differently. And so for years and years, we've been taught one thing, and now the CDC is changing that. So it's going to be like, how long is it going to take for the entire industry to be able to catch up and understand that entire side of it?
Yeah. And again, that's why I spoke about it earlier in my philosophy and the way I teach chemistry, and it's straight from Bob. It's target healing. Target chemistry is the easiest way to maintain a swimming pool, right? These ranges, they're guide rails, but that doesn't necessarily mean that your water is where you want it to be, because you can be on one extreme of a scale and then on another extreme of the guideline and not have balanced water. So to come up with the target and to stick to it, and we go over that in the class, and PCTI goes over it very thoroughly, is the best approach and the most reasonable approach without having to do drastic measures to keep the pool within those, whatever those guidelines are that are set. And again, they're just guidelines, right? So that doesn't necessarily mean that, I mean, you can't go outside those parameters, right? But you can stay within them, and finding the sweet spot is what's most important when it comes down to water chemistry. You know, you don't want to fight. Sometimes you fight certain things that are pointless because all you're doing is running up against physics and the environment, and it's better to work with it opposed to against it. Yeah.
Absolutely. So Steve is saying, obviously, more effective sanitation. And as John said, to provide the upper limit, the CDC is focused on the worst case overload of public pools, right? Yeah, I think that's a bigger buffer.
So what Steve's talking about is as your pH gets lower, you have higher HOCl, right? It's more of the active killing of chlorine in there. But again, that's a whole other debate.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? Raypak is in town next week. So I think it's going to be important to ask them, right? And take a look at it from the manufacturer, from a heater standpoint. What is that going to affect? And maybe what are the things that they can do? Because it definitely puts them in a bind, John, Zach, all these manufacturers. Yeah, everybody's, Zach, are you there? Zach?
Dude, I'm driving the struggle bus.
What's that?
I'm driving the struggle bus.
Yeah. I saw you have 4 cups of coffee already. Come on. I'm already starting to get fired up here. And I know John is, like, we start talking and we're ready to row. So anyways, great stuff. So definitely tune in. Let's see here. We got a couple of people that have John jumped on. I want to give some shout outs out here. Zachary, good morning, boys. Good morning. Jake, good morning. Justin, good morning. Definitely big shout out. So Justin, excited to see you guys come out here next week. And then Ron Stand, morning. Uh-oh, I accidentally dropped my phone on a pool and it needs to be replaced in Sonata Pools. Uh-oh, that's not good.
So the question is, are we like doing the coffee thing with Justin this time? Are you bringing the machine? Are we going to have the good coffee?
I'm leaving that one to John and I'm not saying anything. Look, look.
I am bringing the machine.
Look, I'm throwing the key away. So we did let Justin down because we were supposed to bring the coffee machine and we
did. There's a Walmart up there if we need.
Yeah. And we'll have a rental car, Zach. So we could definitely drive down to Walmart and get a coffee machine. So Justin, we apologize. We are going to make it up. We'll bring the espresso maker and we can have that ready. So Zach, we'll get some flavors. We'll get all that. We'll make all kind of fun drinks out there. So anyway, so everybody listening, remember, go register for the Pool Nation and Raypak Bootcamp. That's going to be out in Oxnard, May 17th. It's a 201 heater class. John is going to be doing water chemistry, advanced water chemistry. And we are going to be doing the 201 on the heaters. So excited about that. Michael is saying we do have Walmart, but everything's locked up over here. So it's all good. It's all good. So anyways, the other thing that we're going to do is we're going to have a women's summit August 28th and 29th. We're going to start talking about that soon. And then November 9th, 10th, and 11th, we are doing the Pool Nation Conference at the PSP Expo. We're going to start talking about that very soon here, right after. I wonder if we should talk about it before the boot camp, John. What do you think? Probably in the next 2 weeks, we'll start to drop what it is that we're doing, right?
Oh, yeah. We got to get people prepared.
We definitely, yeah, definitely. For that one, we will have some business and leadership. We'll have some hands-on classes. We also have the retail boot camp that's going into that. So we'll definitely do that. Maria saying, please save a spot for me until I fix my phone. Maria, done. I will take care of it. No worries there. And so, boys, let's talk really quick about last week because I think last week was a good week.
It was an amazing week, actually.
So what are your thoughts? Let's talk about two separate things. Obviously, we did the boot camp. We did the Western. Let's talk about the boot camp really quick.
It never ceases. I mean, every boot camp we ever get into, we're always sitting there not worried that it's not going to go well. A lot of time and effort goes into this, and we want to make sure that everybody gets the most out of it. And we expect the worst, hope for the best. And we prepare for any little issues here or there. We got 70 people that sign up and only 5 people show up, right? You know what I mean? Because something happens or certain things. This year, this Western boot camp, it was our first one that we did. We were a little hesitant simply because we know how hard it is for pool pros to take the time off, not only for the show that was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but then also take Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday off. And we were a little hesitant about it, but we knew we wanted to bring one to the West Coast. And we knew that the Western show was a perfect spot for us to do that because it's a very service oriented show, and it's my hometown out here. And then obviously our relationship with Eric and Stan and the Western show already from the classes that we've been teaching. But long story short, I was just blown away by the participation, by the turnout, and the feedback that we got from everybody that was there. But more importantly, one thing we ask every time we do our boot camp, we say, how many of you are new to the industry, like really, really new to the industry? And I think it was like 70% of everybody there raised their hands up. And we had people that never even touched a pump before, doesn't even know what an intermittent timer was, has never seen anything like that. All they knew you know, a single speed pump or just servicing a pool, and they've never touched equipment before, that actually got down with the nitty gritty and really learned. To us, that's why we're doing it, and to get in touch with these new folks that are just getting into the industry so that they can be set up for success. And I just thought it went really well. We had a great turnout. We accomplished what we needed to accomplish. I think all our partners did an amazing job teaching the classes and the courses and doing the hands-on. It was great. What did you think?
Zach, what did you think?
I thought it was a really good time. And what's exciting to me is like seeing the actual, like everyone's engaged, they're asking questions, and to see them get down and actually go through the steps. And like you said, a lot of people are newer. They haven't been exposed to some of these things or had these opportunities. And it's just really fun to see this in action, where people have that safe space to have someone there to ask the question while they're going through it. Because for me, like, I'm a very hands-on learner. I need someone walking me through, showing me how to do it. But once I do it once or twice, I can go from there. So I just thought it was a really good experience. It was really fun hearing the feedback and seeing how much people got value out of the actual event. Yeah.
One thing that I noticed this time around too is, and this is our fourth boot camp, right? So every boot camp, you can see how our instructors that are there, the classes that are being taught, the hands-on training that's getting done. It was a learning curve for all of us, but I can see it. I mean, just for instance, Steve's on here walking into the Aquastar room where they were doing their thing and Steve was doing his thing. It's just, they have it down packed. Like, this is a thing. And just walking into the Hayward room, Brad Duncan, you know, he's been teaching these heaters forever, but, you know, showing everybody how to get in and do the nitty gritty and take the heater apart and stuff like that in the class, that's new. Just to see how fluid everything is, right? And how natural it comes right now. And everybody's just doing an amazing job doing these classes. It's fun to watch. And it was just really cool. It was pretty badass.
Yeah, I loved it. And we had a lot. So what we did, and again, we take the feedback from everybody, and everybody was asking for a little bit of extra time. So we stretched these out to 2.5 hours, because what we wanted to do is those last 30 minutes, we wanted people to be able to go back to the instructors and go, either I have this in the field, or I was in the class and didn't understand this. Can you go over it with me? Because normally we do 2 hours and people have to rotate through the stations, right? So it was neat, because a lot of the feedback that I got at the end was, I'm leaving with all my questions answered. Like, I was able to go back to the instructor and ask about this or that, and they spent time with me just one-on-one, right? And we talk about it all the time, that in our industry, a lot of the training that we do is we pack a room of 400 people and we try to teach in the masses. And a lot of that times, if you want to make somebody be an expert, if you want to give them that expertise, that doesn't work. And it doesn't work in any industry. Imagine grabbing a doctor and kind of going, okay, we're going to teach 400 of you and here's how you're going to know. Like, you have to have that one-on-one experience in order to be able to master what it is that you're doing. And we had people coming there. Greg came out to us and said, he's brand spanking new, right? Just started his own business. He used to work for somebody else, just doing service. He's full of energy. He comes out and he comes over to us at the end, and it's just like, I'm going to confess. He goes, and I'm in a little bit embarrassed about it. He goes, but I've never cut a pipe in my life. And I went into the Hayward class and I cut the pipe and I plumbed the salt system. And that was so freaking cool. And that just gave me so much confidence. So just to be able to listen to that and see the people leave all fired up and passionate about it, that right then is just absolutely just worth every second of it. So I really enjoyed it.
1,000,000%, because classes can go two ways sometimes. When you go and you go out and you learn, sometimes, especially if you're new, if you walk away more overwhelmed than when you first started, and sometimes that's what's given, because when you're just talking at people and not talking to people, right? And having a conversation back and forth and being able to answer questions and clarify things so that they understand. You've never taken a math class and running into like a calculus class for the first time, and they start explaining things. What the hell am I getting myself into? And sometimes you get discouraged, or you'll be like, oh, I'll never understand this. And then you walk away with almost a negative attitude or a defeated attitude. And that doesn't inspire learning or make you hungry or want to do better. For the most part, that disappoints people and makes them feel inferior and makes them feel like they're incapable of doing it. Where when you have these new folks and you do these trainings, and we're able, and that's the reason why we like to keep them so small, is when you do these trainings and they walk away pumped up and fired up, they go out there and they feel like they can take over the world. And they have that newfound, they have a hunger. It like lights a match up their ass and it makes them want to learn more and do more. And it encourages them. So there was a lot of that this time around, which I think for us was just, was exactly what we're looking to accomplish. And I hope that all the boot camps continue to be that way. And it was perfect.
It was great stuff. Absolutely. Hey, a couple more shout outs out here. Rich is on here and he was saying, John, he was in the class, the one that asked about the terms and conditions. Really appreciate you folks. Justin, very rewarding to watch people walk away with the first time experience. I did get a lot of people, John, Zach, telling me, I wish this was around when I started in the pool industry. Like, where was this when I started? It reminded me of those good old days trying to figure it out on your own. I also appreciate you helping me realize my worth and not just accepting all clients because I am new. And that was, Rich was in one of the classes that we talked about. That's awesome, Rich. Really appreciate that. Justin, lots of quality one-on-one with students. And Justin, here's what I love about Brad Duncan is just a geek as much as we are, right? So when I told Brad Duncan that he had an extra half hour, he turned to me and he goes, these heaters are going down to the cabinet today. Those were his exact words straight out of his mouth. These heaters are going down to the cabinet today. And sure enough, man, I turn around after that first class and go to the website and check out the pictures. I kid you not, everything out of that heater is out and it's just, you know, opened up like an orange, right? It's peeled out and everything is just spilled all over the floor. Ken out there is saying, great time at the show, guys. Great classes to attend with great instructors. It was a pleasure meeting you guys and chopping it up for a bit. Looking forward to the network next one. And we have got to have Ken and his dad on the podcast. They've done some amazing things. They went through some struggles. They service 1,400 pools now, but he's got some great stories that I don't want to spill the tea on because I think I want everybody to definitely listen to. Steve Barnes, there was a lot more follow-up after a student doing a fair job. We were able to take them to the next level during these longer sessions. Guys, I'm thinking that's probably going to be the sweet spot, which puts us in a little bit of a challenge because now our boot camps have to be 2 days because what happens is you add that time there and then you have lunch in the middle and stuff like that. But we need to talk about that. We need to figure out how we're going to...
Oh, speaking of what, that was the other thing about the boot camp, those tacos... Oh my God. Those were on point, man.
Yeah. You hear me complain all the time because of the Tex-Mex. Man, I had that burrito and I was like, that was amazing. Anyways, so big shout out there to everybody. Let's talk really quick about the Western show and then we'll take a break. Well, you know what? Let's take a break. What we'll do is we'll talk really quick about the Western. And then John and Zach, I do have one question that we definitely have to get through. I know that the person that sent it is listening and I told them to listen that we would answer it no matter what. Let's take a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll get to that.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools. Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With three tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com. Now available, Pool Invoice. Pool Invoice is a pool billing software created specifically for the pool service and repair industry. It's developed for our industry and only our industry. Pool Invoice is built with recurring billing in mind. You can print, email, text invoices, or even send via WhatsApp. You can add recurring or yearly charges, accept credits, and set up auto pay. You can even see when customers have seen the invoice. It even has a customer portal where they can log in and see, print, and pay invoices. It has all your customers' information on one page, so you don't need to search through hundreds of invoices looking for the one you need. Just go to the customer profile and it's all at your fingertips. Created specifically for the pool industry, Pool Invoice. Now available at poolinvoice.com. Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed, open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with the pros' time and comfort in mind, the patented double-locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleaners faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Natural Chemistry, a leader in specialty water care solutions for over 30 years, is proud to provide products that make pool service easier than ever before. Its unique enzyme formulations in Pro Series Pro Blend improve efficiency of your pool program while reducing frequency of filter cleaning and scum lines. Natural Chemistry is also well known for its wide variety of phosphate removal solutions that include a non-clouding formula in phosphate and extremely high-range removal with Pro Series Foss Remove or Foss Free Max. Save time, save money, save work with Pro Series products. Stop sacrificing durability or efficiency with the help of Raypak's new Avia HD models that utilize Nitec, their exclusive industry-first technology. Nitec heat exchanger technology is Raypak's latest solution to superior strength and maximum efficiency when it comes to residential pool heating. With 900% more nickel compared to Cooper nickel in critical surfaces, Nitec creates an ideal surface to protect against scale formation and erosion without compromising on Avia's 84% thermal efficiency. Learn more at raypak.com/Nitec. The next evolution in lighting is here. Universal Color Logic 2.0 from Hayward. The latest in pool and spa lighting was designed with you in mind, making installation a breeze. Upgrades include a detachable cord and first-of-a-kind adjustable lower catch to overcome variations in plaster thickness. As always, Universal Color Logic lights retrofit into virtually any in-ground pool or spa while delivering industry-leading, vibrant color. Visit Hayward.com to discover more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pool Nation Live podcast. We are joined by Mr. John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and the famous Zach the Pool Boy Nicholas. I did hear a lot of people whistling at Zach over at the Western Pool and Spa Show, John. Did you catch that?
I did.
There was a lot of whistling down the halls. I was like, wow. Hey, really quick, before we jump on, while we were on break, I jumped on and took a look at the registration. And so just to let everybody know, we have 24 spots left for the boot camp.
We just opened it up on Wednesday?
Wednesday, that is correct. So we only have 24 spots left. So you're going to want to get out there to poolnation.com and register. We can only take 40 people at this boot camp. Obviously, we're dealing with the hot room. There's a certain amount of heaters that are live, so we can't do our normal 80 or 100 people. So anyways, everybody, whoever wants to register, go to poolnation.com, go to the Raypak page and register. We have 24 spots left. Anyways, over here, Pool Pro Web Design is going, oh, darn, two whole days with you guys? That's obviously not what any of us want. Ha, ha, ha. So big shout out to you, brother. Oh, that's funny. And then Maria, don't worry. I got you all set. I actually, while I was on break, I added you. Oh, two for you. Okay. So actually, everybody, we have 23 spots left. So I have, let's see here, Maria. And look, I'm doing it right now on the air, Maria. So I just entered it right now. So boom, you're done. You're set. I will take care of you. And thank you, Maria, for being so awesome. She always brings us sandwiches and lunch to the Western because she knows how crazy we get. So big, huge shout out to you. Mr. Zach, John, I want to talk really quick about the Western show. I noticed a couple of things that were different this year. I wanted to get your thoughts and see what you guys thought and see if you see the same thing I did.
You want me to go?
Yeah, because John is obviously yawning over there, like having a hard time staying awake. He's like giving you the hand cue going,
struggling.
I had a blast at the show, and I love being out on the floor, and I love the people that come by and we talk business or just talk about life in general. And that to me is a ton of fun. And I was bummed that I had to jet out of there on Saturday because it looked like Saturday was just even busier. And it looked like there was a lot of people that came by and a lot of people that I have met previously that I didn't get to spend time with. But the time I did have there, I had a great time and it was fun to, I actually walked the floor this year where last year I was just at the booth the whole time. So I got to go around and check out a lot of the products. And there was a lot of cool, unique things going on now that I wasn't even aware of. And so to me, it was a blast as always. We go there with a purpose and hang out and talk to everyone and build relationships. And that's my favorite part of it. And I brought my new shoes specifically to stand on the floor. And there was that. So that was fun too.
And so for everybody listening, Zach went out and got some On Cloud shoes. He's thinking that he's, what, 60, 70 years old. So he needs to get some old people On Cloud shoes. And by the way, that's just a joke. I'm not bashing on them. But I hear that they're great shoes.
They're the new dad shoes.
So John, we're walking out and it was the first day. You weren't even there yet.
Like 3 hours.
And we're walking out. And as we're walking out, he sees all the lights up at the top for the Formula One thing. And he starts pointing up and he goes, what are those lights up there for? And then right then and there, he steps off of the sidewalk. And John, normally, what do good friends do when somebody falls?
What do good friends do when falls? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, are you okay? I'd help him up and stuff like that. He started laughing.
It's the other way around. Really good friends will start laughing at you and pointing at you and making fun and busting out the phone. And dude, he like twisted and he went back. I kid you not. He looked like a doll, like this weird possessed doll. And he just went like that. So he didn't even fall forward. He like twisted the ankle, but fell back. And it was all like in this slow motion and his arms like tweaked back like that. And he hit. And I just went, oh, crap. I couldn't laugh.
You could totally see it because Zach is like a little socially awkward, right? You know what I mean? You can totally see him. If you meet Zach for the first time, you think, this guy have a condition? Which to know, we just know that's Zach, right? I can see Zach not falling very gracefully.
Yeah, it was bad, dude. And I like look around to make sure no one was watching me. And I had the camera bag on and I fell on the camera bag and I was like, oh no, don't let me be the one to ruin all this.
And look, that was, I got the phone call, right? From you. And then I first call and I tell you, I wasn't feeling well, right? Going into the Western show and I was laid out in bed for a couple of days before the Western show. I was like, felt like death. And we were contemplating, we were thinking that I wasn't even going to show up until Friday. Because Friday is when we're going to be teaching our classes and I had to be there for the class. Like, oh, it's going to be plenty of time. But I ended up bouncing back pretty quick and feeling a lot better. But before I was feeling better, I get the phone call. I'm like, oh my God, Zach is broken leg. I'm on my deathbed. Poor Edgar's out there all by himself, right? You know what I mean? In Long Beach. And it's holy crap. The show must go on. We didn't necessarily plan for two of us to be out. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh my God, I'm sitting there taking, what are they called? The zinc and immune plus. And I'm like overdosing on all the airborne and drinking teas and herbal meditating just so I could feel better. But it all turned out okay. It was a little rough start at the beginning, but everything turned out all right. Zach definitely hurt his ankle badly. You should see the bruises.
It was black and blue. Yeah.
But you manned up and you hustled through it. You know what I mean? Hip hopping your way for a couple of days, but how's it feel now? Is it still hurting?
Nah, man, it's like there's no bruising. It's good. I don't know. It
was so bad, everybody. He even had to go to urgent care. Like, it was pretty bad. And then we go to eat right then and there, John, and he almost passes out at the table. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, John's this. John is sick. He ain't coming. I'm dealing with Zach over here. He's going to the ER, to the emergency. I'm like, holy crap. But you know what? Look what happened at the end. It was a beauty. It was like nobody would have ever known.
Nope.
Nobody would have ever known. So it was a great event. One of the things that I really enjoy about the Western is, and Zach said it, that one is, it's almost like turning into a family event, right? Like everybody that you go, everybody was hugging each other and glad to see everybody and hanging out and doing all that. And again, that show is obviously ran 100% nonprofit and by volunteers and all that kind of stuff. So it was very exciting to get out there and see that type of energy in the room. So it was very cool. Let's see here. Pool Nation Boot Camp is sounding more like a military boot camp. That's what we're doing for Zach, right? So anyways, big shout out to everybody that's on there listening live. John, Zach, I do have one question that we got to get to because we've been chit-chatting for an hour and we're getting back on our rhythm. I did have somebody that reached out and said, hey, Edgar, I got a few questions for you. I'm thinking about asking my customers to put a card on file and I'm wondering how to go about it. Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's going to scare people away? How do I explain to them that this is better for my business? Currently, I send one invoice at the end of the month and have a net 15 on it. But some people take that full 15 days. Some pay within a couple of days, but I want to be able to create a better cash flow. So first of all, question, absolute gold, right? And the fact that he's taking a look at this, wants to look at getting the better cash flow is music to my ears. Wow. So you got a coffee, an energy drink, and a 5-hour. Yeah. Wow. Which, by the way, we'll talk about it maybe a little bit later on, but Zach and I have a little competition going on here for November. We're going to talk about that, Zach, or no?
You can.
I can?
It creates accountability, right?
It creates the accountability. That's the part of it that I think we needed to talk about. So anyway, let's not squirrel, right? Let's stay focused on the question here, and then maybe we'll talk about it at the end, because we'll talk about that for the next 20 minutes and not get to the question. So Zach, for somebody, and maybe you could talk about it, because obviously, you started doing pools. I don't remember if you started that from day one or if it was something that you implemented a little bit down the road. And I think a lot of people, I think we all are, we're always afraid to have to make all those phone calls, just like Sarah talking about in the latest podcast about having to call 650 customers, right? It's a very scary situation. So can you talk a little bit about that and maybe what would be the best approach?
Yeah, and I think it's an excellent idea. And we didn't start with this. It was something that we did have to implement along the way. But like you said, like creating cash flow, that is going to be the ultimate key, because to grow a business, you have to have cash. And if you're constantly waiting on outstanding checks, or I like to call it chasing checks, or you get the checks in the mail, and then a week later you call and, oh, checks in the mail. It just slows things down and it can really stunt your ability to make payroll or to buy inventory or do all of these things. So I think this is a great idea. And when we made this switch, we just didn't give the option. We knew it was the best decision for our business. We needed to fix this cash flow problem. And we're switching the way that we do things. And we honestly got very little pushback. And as far as like the, do you think it's gonna, or how do you explain it to them? I tend to be tactfully honest. That's really my approach. And I wouldn't really offer an explanation unless someone's digging or they're looking for that explanation. And I would just talk to them. We've had an issue with collecting checks and things like that. And this is the move that we're making as a company. And I think it's more acceptable these days because I'm seeing more businesses in our area that have moved away from taking cash or check. They're taking card or they're putting card on file. And I think that for the very same thing that we're all experiencing, I think a lot of people are moving that way. And I know one thing that a lot of people I talk to, they get concerned and hung up on the processing fees. And there's different approaches to this, and you want to make sure that you research the correct way to handle that before doing anything. But my philosophy personally here at the Pool Boys is just, I would rather pay a small fee to have that cash flow, because chasing checks, chasing payments, it takes time. Time is money. It can be very emotionally frustrating. It creates more back-end work. And so just for me, I would rather alleviate all of those problems. And that comes at the cost of a processing fee. And one thing that we've done is we have started setting up multiple billing cycles. And I've talked about this in the past. So we're, our first billing cycle is the 1st through the 5th. And we have a handful of our customers that their billing is on the 1st through the 5th. And then we have a handful of customers that their billing cycle is on the 15th through the 20th. And for us, like the net 15 or anything, we don't have anything like that. It's due during that time. And if for some reason, like the card declines, we can't get a hold of them, we really only provide two services unless it's a good customer that we've had for a long time and we know them and understand them. But we'll make that phone call and say, hey, we just want to let you know we've been trying to reach you. We've been unable to. So we're going to suspend service. Please get back to us. And typically, once you leave that message, you get a call fairly quick and the issue's resolved. But one thing with me is I've just made it like, this is what we need to do as a business. So this is how we're going to do it as a business. Because if you give people an inch, they're typically going to push that boundary. They're going to take a mile. They're going to run it all the way up to the 15-day. Not everyone, but there'll be a majority that they have that available to them. So they're going to utilize that. But personally, for us, it's been something that's worked well. And I think it's a good move.
John, what are your thoughts?
We're a little different where we're at. And it's weird. Fortunately, we don't have that big of a problem when it comes down to collecting payment. And I'm going to take this maybe a little bit deeper. And I think this is the reason why a lot of companies have issues with this. And it all starts with your initial contact with the customer or the perception of your company to them. For the most part, we understand we have bills that we need to pay and we pay them, right? And if we don't pay them, we don't get the service or we get a late fee or we get penalized or we get dinged. For some reason, this world has been conditioned that people who bust their ass every single day in their backyard, like whether it's the gardener or a housekeeper or the pool technician or whoever it may be, that they are the least of their worries and that they're not that important. And whenever they get around to it, they're going to get around to it. Where I think that if you establish yourself as a professional company and you set a standard at the beginning with them of clear expectations of what needs to take place, that you don't run into these issues as often as most do. With us, like every single client, we're very clear about when we bill, how we bill. If you're late, you're going to get charged a fee. If you don't pay us that month, you're not going to be serviced. And when you set those clear expectations with them, you tend not to have that many problems. Our clients, I would say only less than 10% of them pay by credit card. The most pay on the first, we do billing the first week of the month, and literally from the second mama sends out those billings, like the second or third of the month, it's bing, bing, everybody pays electronically, right? Ding, ding, and everybody gets on it. Where we, of course, everybody has a couple stragglers or a couple here, and there's some circumstances that take place, but you're never going to avoid that. For us, it's not really that big of an issue. I think the important part of it is the initial contact, right, that you make and that you set the standard or you set the expectation that, hey, look, just like with anybody else, we're performing a service. We expect to be paid for it. And if we don't get paid for it, you're going to get a late fee or we're not going to resume service or we're not going to continue service. Now, that doesn't necessarily answer the question because that's just a part of it. But I know the other thing is, how do you now go back and now start to enforce or create a policy with your existing customers? Now, I've always preached the hardest part about learning is unlearning, right? And it's important before you grow to get these things under wrap so that when you add new clients, that you're doing it correctly and you're getting the correct clients and that you're not taking on the crap accounts, right? You're not bringing on deadbeats or whatever it may be. And that's all fine and dandy. What I'm talking about now, set that precedent so that people understand moving forward all your new clients. But if you have 100 people that you have to go back to, and now say, hey, look, I've been doing business for the last 5 years or 4 years this way, and I haven't said anything for X amount of whatever, and now all of a sudden I have to change. People, it's human nature to say, hey, what's the problem? Or there might be some pushback. If you approach it correctly, and kind of what Zach was saying is, I personally would just say, hey, look, we've been blessed, and our company has grown, and our clients from when we started to now, we have X amount or hundreds or whatever you want to put it, however many it is. And billing I just hired a new billing person, or however you want to look at it, and say, look, moving forward as a company, we have a new policy in place. I'm sure the people that are lacking or paying late, you're not probably charging them late fees, because if you were, they probably wouldn't be paying late, you know what I mean? Or you'd be getting an extra bucks a year, you know what I mean, in late fees. I don't know, but I think it's safe to assume that you're not charging late fees, but I would just say, hey, look, as a company moving forward, this is what we're doing. We're moving everything to electronic billing, where we're doing everything electronically now. So you have two options, where one, you can either put a credit card on file, right? Or we can do ACH or however you want to do it. And moving forward, we're going to send billing out on the first, or we're going to send billing out on the third, or whatever day it may be. And then after we send out billing 2 days later, or 3 days later, or 4 days later, or whatever you want to do, we're going to charge the card on file moving forward. If you don't want to put a credit card on file, you might get some pushback because some people don't have credit cards or some people don't want to give that information. Say, that's fine and dandy, but just so you know, we're going to be implementing a $30 or $40 late fee if payment isn't received by this date, and then set forth whatever it may be, but stick to your guns. And then if we don't get payment after this time, you're going to have a 30-day late fee or whatever it may be tacked onto your account. And then if we don't have payment by this time, then we're going to suspend service until your account's brought current. And you just send out an email, and I promise you, people will be okay with it. And the ones that aren't okay with it are the customers you don't want, because this isn't new to anybody. This is how business is done. You can't expect people to work for free. Everywhere else charges late fees. Everywhere else will stop servicing you, right? Why are you any different than anybody else? But what's most important is that you just come up with something. You come up with something. You're clear, you're concise, and you're consistent in whatever you do. And if you do get a couple people that push back, stick to your guns. Don't make any changes to it. And if you do lose one or two, I guarantee you those are probably the people that are the biggest pain in your ass. And you don't want them, because if they can't pay their bills, then you're not a charity. So that's how I would approach it. And if you do it that way, I think you'll find yourself pleasantly surprised that you're working yourself up a little bit more than you need to, because it's not going to be quite as bad as you think. And that's what we unfortunately do as entrepreneurs and business owners and human beings. We tend to think the worst and, oh my God, what if we lose? But just think about it. You're not doing anything crazy, right? Should you not expect to be paid? Should you not expect, if they don't pay you, to be charged a late fee or to not service their pool anymore? If you stick to your guns, it won't be a problem. And that would be my advice.
Yeah, I have a couple of thoughts. Jacob, I know that your company has grown and you've done really well. And it's always the fear factor, right, of reaching out to those customers. So do I think that this is a great idea? Absolutely. So there's one thing that I always talk about, and I was fortunate when I got my first 50 pulls, and that was that the customers were used to getting billed on the 5th and they had till the end of the month to pay the bill. So got paid in advance. Corey's on here, says the same thing. I bill at the beginning of the month, credit card on file, no credit card on file. I don't do service. But there's a couple of different things. One is, it's human nature to be afraid of confrontation. And I don't mean confrontation in a fighting standpoint, but to be in a difficult situation like this, that you need to change something in your business and you're afraid to reach out to those customers. What I would do is one of the things that John always talks about, and that is that you have to communicate with them. You have to tell them where you're at. Most people, when you have those conversations, they will understand. And Jacob, your business has grown. You've gotten to the point where this has now become an added work for you. So if you keep at the pace that you're going to have to hire a bookkeeper, you're going to have to hire an accountant to be able to do this work for you. And what happens to your business? Now you have an added expense to be able to maintain this type of service. You can approach it with them and say, in order to be able, there's a couple of different reasons why I need to do it. But one of the things that I need to do is, if I'm able to switch everybody over, then I won't have to increase my rates because it'll allow me to automate this billing. And then I don't have to go in and hire another person to do that. So you can always approach it that way. But my conversation with them would be honest. It's like John always says, just go have a conversation with the customer and explain it to them. And you'd be pleasantly surprised how many times, if you're honest and you tell them what it is that you're doing, people are going to be okay with it. Are you going to have one or two people that complain? Absolutely. We always do, right? It's just human nature that you're going to get complainers. Think about how much it'll help you from the cash flow. And we talk about it all the time, right? With people that are new in the industry, you have to charge like you have employees. And the other thing, you have to make sure that you get your money. It's like you don't go to the supermarket and tell them that you're going to pay them 30 days later, right? You don't go to the HVAC guy, doesn't show up, and you tell him, send me the bill. The electrician doesn't show up and say, you tell him, send me the bill, right? people have to pay for those services that are rendered. It's all about educating your customers. Once you have those conversations, they get used to how you do business, and then it just gets easier from there.
And look, I had one more thing, or maybe two more things to this. And at the end of the day, you got to remember this. You don't have to give them an explanation for this, right? This is your company and your business, and this is standard practice. This isn't anything out of the norm, and this isn't something you should be afraid of. The other thing is, when it comes down to losing people, and this might be a cold, hard reality check, but this is a truth. And for anybody that, you know, you do these types of things, or you implement something like this, if that makes you lose a customer, I promise you didn't lose the customer because of that. They're looking for a reason to get rid of you or something or whatever. Or if they're truly happy with your service and what you're doing, they'll be more than happy to oblige to this or to go with it. You're only going to lose the customers that, one, are on the fence, that are getting ready to leave or don't appreciate you, or two, are the ones that are deadbeats and don't pay their bills or can't afford or don't think you're important. If you lose a grip load of customers because of this, I would seriously, you know, grip the mirror, is the saying, and look at yourself and say, as a company, how on earth does this cause me to lose a client asking to be paid on time or having, or they don't trust us enough to put their credit card on file with us? Some people are paranoid and conspiracy theorist types of people. Of course, you're always going to have those types of people out there, but the majority understand that. And if you've built a good relationship with them, and if they trust you as a company, as an individual, they shouldn't have a hard time doing it. And like I said, just go for it. It'll work out.
And I'll tell you this, Jacob, that was obviously when I had my business, it was mostly all checks. People were just weren't used to putting credit cards down. Now it's a norm. Everybody has everything on auto pay. I have everything on auto pay. One of my credit cards got stolen the other day, my bank card. And I was scrambling to find out where I had everything on auto pay. And then my worry was, shoot, is there something on auto pay that's not going to get, is my power not going to get charged all of a sudden and I'm not going to have power? So it's become a norm. But I want you to also think about how much workload that's going to take off of you, Jacob, of having to sit in front of that computer and have to do the billing and posting the checks, right? And chasing the invoices and doing all that. I think it's a win for your company. And I think you just need to put a little bit of that game plan together and just switch it over. Anyways, Mr. Zacharias, John, let's do this. Let's take our final word from our sponsors. When we come back, I want to get your final thoughts.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools. Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With three tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com. Now available, Pool Invoice. Pool Invoice is a pool billing software created specifically for the pool service and repair industry. It's developed for our industry and only our industry. Pool Invoice is built with recurring billing in mind. You can print, email, text invoices, or even send via WhatsApp. You can add recurring or yearly charges, accept credits, and set up auto pay. You can even see when customers have seen the invoice. It even has a customer portal where they can log in and see, print, and pay invoices. It has all your customers' information on one page, so you don't need to search through hundreds of invoices looking for the one you need. Just go to the customer profile and it's all at your fingertips. Created specifically for the pool industry, Pool Invoice. Now available at poolinvoice.com. Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed, open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with the pros' time and comfort in mind, the patented double-locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleaners faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Natural Chemistry, a leader in specialty water care solutions for over 30 years, is proud to provide products that make pool service easier than ever before. Its unique enzyme formulations in Pro Series Pro Blend improve efficiency of your pool program while reducing frequency of filter cleaning and scum lines. Natural Chemistry is also well known for its wide variety of phosphate removal solutions that include a non-clouding formula in phosphate and extremely high-range removal with Pro Series Foss Remove or Foss Free Max. Save time, save money, save work with Pro Series products. Stop sacrificing durability or efficiency with the help of Raypak's new Avia HD models that utilize Nitec, their exclusive industry-first technology. Nitec heat exchanger technology is Raypak's latest solution to superior strength and maximum efficiency when it comes to residential pool heating. With 900% more nickel compared to Cooper nickel in critical surfaces, Nitec creates an ideal surface to protect against scale formation and erosion without compromising on Avia's 84% thermal efficiency. Learn more at raypak.com/Nitec. The next evolution in lighting is here. Universal Color Logic 2.0 from Hayward. The latest in pool and spa lighting was designed with you in mind, making installation a breeze. Upgrades include a detachable cord and first-of-a-kind adjustable lower catch to overcome variations in plaster thickness. As always, Universal Color Logic lights retrofit into virtually any in-ground pool or spa while delivering industry-leading vibrant color. Visit Hayward.com to discover more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pool Nation Live Podcast. We're talking to John. We're talking to Mr. Zacharias. So I did get a message, guys, from Jacob. He sent me a text, and he said, "Thanks so much, Edgar. I've had a sick feeling in my stomach since talking about it. And all this info has helped me feel so much better. Tell the guys, thanks so much. And thank you as well." So big shout out to you out there, brother. You just completely keep crushing it out there, my friend. Jacob has been a listener with us all the way from the beginning. So big shout out to him. Zacharias, let me get your final thoughts.
It feels weird, like sitting here, you know, recapping the boot camp and the show, because there is a lot of lead up to it and a lot of conversations and time and effort and just the buildup of it all. And then you get there and everything's going on, and then you stop and you look and you're like, man, it's already over for 2024. But it was a really good time. And I want to give Stan and Eric a big shout out and just say thank you. I love hanging out with you guys and just shooting the crap about whatever and just talking, like, not even about pools, but just about life and experiences and things. And that's what I really enjoy. I had a great time hanging with you guys and really appreciate everything. And a big thank you to everyone that attended the boot camp and the classes. And we got feedback, good, bad, things we can improve, things we're doing great. And that is gold, because that's what we use to fuel us and to figure out what everyone is looking for, what things we can create to help the industry and help the pros. And it was really cool to just meet a whole bunch of new people. And it was awesome to get to hang out with everyone that we hang out with at all the events and see the familiar faces. Big thank you to everyone. I'm looking forward to the next get together and hang out, and it's coming up quick. So we'll see a lot of you out there. And then the last thing I have is, John, just get some sleep, bro.
He's really struggling today. He can't focus. He's yawning. His eyes are he's in bad shape today.
My eyes are watering because I'm yawning so much. I am
look at your eyes. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you so you can see your eyes. You're like,
I'm having a hard time, and I'm looking at my phone. It's going off nonstop right now. Holy crap. I got so much. We had a huge windstorm, and I've got everything from spas not spilling over to a 50-pound umbrella stand is in the pool, and I can't get it out. And I'm like, I go, if you want me to get it out, then you better turn that heater on, because I am not jumping in that pool. So I got customers heating the pool right now so that I can run in there. And tonight, at the end of the day, I got to jump in there and pull out a 50-pound umbrella base out of a pool because the husband is in Atlanta. Wife is at home. She can't do it. And it's made out of steel or iron. So it's going to rust the shit out of the pool. So I got to get it out. And it's
Janie pictures, please. Yeah. Janie pictures and videos.
Well, I told him, I go, man, you better start heating that thing up now. And he's all, yeah, he's already started it. He's all, it should be good by the afternoon. And I go, we'll see. I go, it's cold. I ain't getting in, bro. Those days are gone.
John shows up, puts his big toe into the pool. Nope, yeah, I'm out.
Nope. But yeah, so today's going to be fun. But again, I'm looking forward. Tomorrow is going to be, I cleared the schedule tomorrow. I'm going to hopefully get some sleep. But again, final thoughts, John, here we go. To echo what Zach said, it was just an absolute amazing show. There's so much fun at these shows. It's awesome. And it really, to me, there's a lot of work and preparation and a lot of thought that goes into us doing this. And the work up to it is quite intense. And then showing up, being there at the show, at the event and stuff, because we care how it goes. And it's not, we don't just go there and go, oh, whatever. You know what I mean? We truly give a shit. And when we're there, we want to make sure it goes well for everybody. And there's a lot of anticipation and work up to it. But every single time when we're done, you walk away, even though we're exhausted inside, we just, you know, it just fuels us and makes us want to, can't wait for it to do it again. And it's like, I'm looking at the schedule and looking at the stuff, and I can't believe the women's event's going to be just in a few months. And we're already talking about the international show. We just did it, which means we're going to be doing the Pole Nation Awards again. We got another boot camp that we're doing. We got so much more in store. You know, it's like, to me, as we do more and more of these, it just pumps us up and gets us more excited and ready for the next event. The Western show has always been awesome. This year, I don't know what it was, but for some reason, everybody just seemed happier. And not the staff, because they're always awesome and they're always happy and willing to help. Just all the pool guys and gals that walked around, it just seemed like everybody was just in a great mood, which was awesome to see. And sometimes pool guys are a little grumpy and you get some of that, those grumpy asses walking around, but I didn't feel any of that this year. Everybody was just happy, high fives, hugs, happy to see each other. Just like Edgar was saying about the family type vibe. That was exactly it. And it was awesome. I'm looking forward to doing the next one for sure. Thank you guys. I had a great time with you too. And obviously everybody at the Western show, thank you for having us. Looking forward to next year and many years to come.
Absolutely. So yeah, Stan, Eric, everybody at the show, thank you so much. We appreciate your support. We've talked about it in the past that we really wouldn't be where we are without your guys' support. So we appreciate that. We're looking forward already to next year. And yes, we've already started to talk about some of the classes that we're going to do and how we're going to add some more stuff to it. So anyways, great stuff. Zach, John, thanks so much for your time, right? I haven't said that in a while.
Yeah, I know. And every time you say it, I'm like, okay. Edgar, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for jumping on today. It was mighty nice of you.
I was off my game today. I was in the struggle.
I want to thank you for emceeing the podcast today. I appreciate you. I know you're busy and I know you got a lot of stuff you got to do, but I always thank you for jumping on with Zach and I today.
You didn't say thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. You.
By the way, everybody that's listening, if you want to catch mine and Zach's challenge, we'll talk about it on Wednesday. We'll talk about what it is that we're doing. Zach?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll talk about it on Wednesday. So everybody that's listening, everybody have a great weekend. We will catch you next Wednesday on the Instagram Live. Me and John, we'll talk about that with Zach. And I hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll see you guys. Bye.
Later.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Pool Nation podcast, a member of the Pool Nation family. You can listen to us live every Friday here at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at Pool Nation or PoolNationPodcast.com, on Facebook, or on Instagram at Pool.Nation. And to find more info about Pool Invoice, the billing software built specifically for the pool industry, go to PoolInvoice.com. Before you go, this is what the pool industry has been waiting for. PoolManUniversity.com. It's the first platform dedicated to learning the swimming pool service and repair industry, a pool service community where you can connect and find videos on business, service, water chemistry, and repairs. See you there at PoolManUniversity.com.